Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Governor Walz will be leading a trade mission to Switzerland and Germany. The trip is planned for November 15th through the 21st. The governor's delegation will travel to major business centers, Zurich, Dusseldorf, and Berlin. The mission of the trip will focus on growing the state's exports of goods and services, showcasing Minnesota as a top destination for business investment. Germany is Minnesota's eighth largest export market, and Switzerland is 22nd. State Senator John Hoffman appeared by video in front of thousands of state lawmakers at a national conference in Boston. Hoffman and his wife Yvette were shot and severely injured in the June 14th politically motivated attacks. He remembered Speaker Melissa Hortman for what she meant to him personally and to the entire state.
I will miss her most as a colleague, as a person, as a friend, as a neighbor. Minnesotans will feel the positive impact she has had on our state for generations, but they will also feel her loss even harder.
DFL Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy and Republican House Speaker Lisa Daymuth also spoke at the conference. Hunting licenses are on sale now for the 2025 deer hunting season. DNR Big Game Program Coordinator Paul Burr says there's some changes in chronic wasting disease management.
We do have three new management zones, and we do have some other small changes related to CWD and sampling of deer to get your deer tested. It's going to be mandatory on opening weekend again. Make sure you know where you're hunting to get the latest information in that DPA.
More information can be found on the DNR's website. When it comes to security at the state capitol, the State Patrol is bringing in a third-party expert to assess the policies in place for the entire complex. DFL Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy says she still respects the idea of the capitol being the people's house, but it needs to be further examined.
I hold dear to that principle, and at the same time, Minnesota lags behind many states in efforts to make sure that the workplace and the Capitol, which is not just a place where people serve and work, but there are tours and visits, and we have to make sure everybody's safe in the facility.
Murphy believes it should be a long, thought-out process with everyone's best interests being accounted for. This is MNN. Healthcare workers at Health Partners Stillwater Medical Group have voted overwhelmingly to authorize an open-ended unfair labor practice strike. This is the same group of healthcare workers who staged a four-day ULP strike in July. There is no current date set, and the union would have to give a 10-day notice. There is a bargaining session planned for Wednesday. Get out to a local farmer's market this week and support local businesses during National Farmers Market Week. Minnesota Farmers Market Association Executive Director Kathy Zeman says you'll find no shortage of items at a market.
Minnesota is so resource-rich. We can grow a lot of food, and we do lean into then preserving it. It's unbelievable the amount of food that we can grow and feed our communities with in Minnesota. We're pretty fortunate that way.
Zeman says estimates show farmers markets contribute roughly $500 million a year to the Minnesota economy. And two more honors for the WNBA's best team, the Minnesota Lynx. Head coach Cheryl Reeve was named Coach of the Month for July after going 9-3, and Nafisia Collier was named Player of the Month.